Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Snowbiz Now Entertainment Network, connecting the circuitry of humanity. To be alerted of new episodes moments before we go on the air, be sure to follow at The Nicholas Snow on Twitter. To receive promotional videos about upcoming broadcasts and to be invited to special hangouts, follow us on Google Plus. The snowstorm begins now. It's time for Nicholas Snow Live. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, having just drifted into the studio, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live. I am live on January 22nd, 2015 at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are listening to this show at any other time, as many people do, the information is still compelling. In this episode, I have Reverend Jerry Troyer. He is the founder of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit. If you're listening to this episode before March 14th, 2015, you're in luck because the event is happening in Palm Springs, California on that date. If you happen to listen to this podcast after that date, this is an ongoing, growing event. It's very powerful and much needed. You can find out information at LGBTQSpiritualSummit.org, and they also have a Facebook page as well. Just search Facebook for LGBTQ Spiritual Summit. Don't forget to add the Q there. So that's a compelling interview coming up. And as usual, I'll have my event spotlight before that, and all of that will be happening after this.
Imagine a world without HIV.
Imagine an AIDS-free generation.
Imagine helping to create it.
Imagine.
Imagine.
For more information about the annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, visit DesertAidsProject.org, search Facebook for Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, or search for the very powerful hashtag Imagine No AIDS.
Imagine.
Imagine.
The Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards are taking place on February 7th in Palm Springs, California. For more information, search Facebook for Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, or go to DesertAidsProject.org. It's a star-studded red carpet community-centric event this year to be hosted by Mario Cantone of Sex and the City fame. You also know him from The View. I'll be on the red carpet that night with my good friend and periodic co-host, Kristen Johnson, and we'll be bringing you the entire event after it happens, within a few days, so you can enjoy it if you don't happen to be able to be with us that night.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAIDSProject.org.
This is the Snowbiz Now Entertainment Network, connecting the circuitry of humanity.
I want to especially thank my advertisers. Of course, you hear their commercials during the program, but for their contact information and links to their websites, and for information about how to advertise your business, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and look for the advertisers link in the main submenu.
It's time for our event spotlight. Here he is, shining his global media spotlight on the events of the day, Nicholas Snow.
So my audience is worldwide, and as of January 2015, I have surpassed 1.7 million downloads or listens. So thank you for that. And one of the things I've started doing at the top of every show is sharing upcoming events. If you want to submit your event for possible spotlighting, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Event Spotlight in the main submenu, where you'll find more information about everything I'm about to share with you now. I love to go to Hollywood to the Pantages Theater. It's right down the block from Vine Street. It's a fitting location, and it's become one of the greatest landmarks of Hollywood, signifying both the glorious past and adventuresome future of the world's entertainment capital. I saw the opening night of Pippin, a lot of hot Broadway shows and other performers come through the Hollywood Pantages. Check them out. Also, I'm proud to be a media sponsor of both the LGBT Community Center of the Desert and Greater Palm Springs Pride. You can find them respectively at thecenterps.org and pspride.org. And locally here in the desert, I'm a member of the Desert Business Association at .org, and you found them. They have great events a couple times a month. It's great for networking. At the top of the show, I talked about the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, first organized by and named for famed interior designer Steve Chase. It's a benefit for Desert AIDS Project, of which I'm a grateful client, and it's a prime highlight of the desert community's social season. The whole city is getting very excited for it, and you're going to be able to have a great time if you go. Go to DesertAIDSProject.org for more info. Now, on Saturday, March 7th, 2015, it's the fourth annual Red Dress / Dress Red Party, benefiting the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, the hottest dance party of the season, and it's being held at the coolest place in Palm Springs, Snapshot Palm Springs, on March 7th at 8 p.m. It's a great event. Go to thecenterps.org for more information. March 26th through the 30th, 2015, I'm going to be at the American Documentary Film Festival, named one of the world's top 25 film festivals worth the entry fee by Movie Maker Magazine, and also one of the world's five coolest documentary film festivals by the same publication. Happens right here in Palm Springs. And as mentioned, everything I've just spoken about is available at NicholasSnowLive.com. Click on the event spotlight in the main submenu. And if you happen to listen to this podcast after those events have taken place, you'll always find current events promoted in our event spotlight. So check it out. With that said, I'm going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Reverend Jerry Troyer, the founder of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit. He asks, quote, with more and more spiritual organizations accepting members of the LGBTQ community, are we ready to reconnect with our spiritual side? And do we need to heal our relationship with our higher self, which he describes as God, spirit, the universe, or our higher power? It's going to be a compelling conversation. As mentioned at the top of the show, you can find out more about the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit by just typing it all into your favorite search engine and adding a .org to the end of it. Happening next in Palm Springs, March 14th, 2015, and I'm going to be back with a very compelling conversation with Jerry Troyer after this.
If you're one of my regular listeners, you've heard what's coming next, so thank you for your patience. But it's important for me to share the following information with my new listeners, so here goes. Since this podcast launched in early July 2012, it's been a big hit. Listened to on average over 55,000 times a month and surpassing almost 1.7 million downloads as of late December 2014. This means that sometime in the year 2015, I'll be able to truthfully proclaim that this podcast has had millions of listeners worldwide. Thank you for being one of them. Nicholas Snow Live features long-form interviews with fascinating, creative, and transformative people from all walks of life, as well as compelling event coverage and news of ongoing adventures in the world of travel and entertainment. This isn't changing, but what has changed is that I now put my listeners, that's you, and your viewpoints, in the spotlight at the beginning of virtually every new episode of the show, so we can discuss and reflect upon the hottest topics of the day. My show is about connecting the circuitry of humanity, and I want to be connected with you, and in turn, allow you to connect with my worldwide audience. I'm excited that in addition to the audio podcast, I'm now doing live video broadcast on my YouTube channel, and I'm inviting your participation via Google Plus Hangouts. To share your views with my audience, you need to know when I'm going on the air. So please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, YouTube, The Huffington Post, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, LinkedIn, Clout, and of course on iTunes. Simply go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the social networks link in the main submenu. You may also tweet me directly at the Nicholas Snow or like my page at facebook.com/NicholasSnowLive. And now on with the snow, show.
So clearly they don't call me a promo homo for nothing.
Compelling, intriguing, a mover and shaker, cutting edge, ahead of their time, a groundbreaker, in the news, worthy of the spotlight. Amazing, informative, creative, and maybe even controversial. It's time for The Interview on Nicholas Snow Live.
So, as promised, I'm about to bring on Reverend Jerry Troyer. He is the founder of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit, which you can find at lgbtqspiritualsummit.org. Where below, there's a nifty About Our Founder link to find out even more than I'm about to tell you. But Reverend Troyer is the founder of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit. A native of San Diego County, Reverend Troyer holds a master's degree in religious studies from Emerson Theological Institute. He has been a senior minister of Joyful Living Spiritual Center in San Diego since 2005. Growing up in a very conservative Lutheran church required Reverend Jerry to admit, accept, and embrace the truth of who he is as a gay man, which, along with his journey through a family member's substance abuse, is the foundation for his book, Coming Out to Ourselves, Admitting, Accepting, and Embracing Who We Truly Are. Welcome to the show, Reverend Jerry. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much, Nicholas. Great to be with you.
I often cover spiritual topics in my show, and coincidentally, this is the second topic in a row Last night's theme was gay, spiritual, and religious. So we can just carry the theme onward. You know, I think it's universal for members of the LGBT community to historically have great conflict with their families of origin, especially when it comes to spiritual tradition. What would you like to say about this?
We do, and even if you've never set foot in a traditional Christian church or a Jewish temple, so many of us in the community have this old belief that God, the hateful, surly, cranky, white, straight man, old man up on a cloud somewhere, hates us. I never was able to figure that out, and of course most of us were never able to figure that out, because if we were born this way, hearing Lady Gaga sing in the background, how could the Creator hate us for something that he did? But nonetheless, we've carried this guilt and shame about that somehow we're less than. And so the purpose of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit is to begin the conversation, us talking with ourselves about what we really believe about God, and does that still make sense for us?
Completely. I know that this is a new, different, and focused way of carrying on this conversation, but I'm sure you'll agree with me in your own work in a ministry, and also the work of Reverend Troy Perry and the Universal Fellowship of Metropolitan Community Churches, and all of the LGBT friendly and welcoming and inclusive entities that have popped up, from churches to synagogues and everything else. You know, for a long, long time, as part of our modern movement, we've been reclaiming our spirituality. But I'm thrilled at your new and special focus.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful experience, and a big part of the reason for this work is, we in the LGBTQ community don't always treat ourselves really well. We stay in relationships that don't work for us. We look for love in all the wrong places, remembering an old song. We have a challenge with substance abuse, and of course, not to say that we have a corner on that market, but nonetheless, I believe that the choices we make every day are based on what we believe about ourselves. And if we believe somehow that we are less than what we should, or we are, some people believing still that they are intrinsically evil, then we're going to make choices that don't reflect who we really are. And the truth of who we are is that we're the beloved. There's absolutely nothing, there is everything right with us. And so the purpose of starting this organization was to get people to begin to think about their spirituality, because even if the churches and synagogues are welcoming us, we have to allow ourselves to be welcomed into whatever that organization is.
Completely. You know, one of the things that you say in the Why It Matters section of the LGBTQSpiritualSummit.org website is, in starting the conversation about our spirituality, we allow ourselves to begin to feel what we feel, to look at old beliefs that are no longer our truth, and make our own decisions rather than accepting what we were taught growing up. In coming together, we honor what we in the LGBTQ community have in common, leaving our differences in political views and old nonsense at the door.
Yes.
Love that.
Thank you.
You know,
Just to
share a little bit about my own background, I was raised in an Episcopal church. I went through an evangelical, born-again Christian phase. Then I got very interested in the New Age movement and science of mind, religious science. We create our own reality, new thought. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up in the 12-step rooms and have over 13 years of continuous sobriety in one of them. And The way I articulate my spiritual philosophy today is that I embrace any part of any teaching that celebrates the universal equality of humanity, and I reject any part of any teaching that in order to be right has to make other people wrong.
Love that. Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. That's interesting because my Joyful Living Spiritual Center is a Religious Science New Thought Center in San Diego. So I love that you're familiar with that teaching. I should also say, though, that to me, spirituality is much more than maybe what we're used to thinking about, because so many people think of spirituality as traditional Christianity, but maybe it's paganism. Maybe it's Judaism, maybe it's Christianity, maybe it's New Thought, but maybe your spiritual practice is recognizing your own worth and value and going out walking in the desert and seeing nature around you. Maybe it's working for social justice in the recognition of the worth and value of other people. That's going to be a lot of the conversation at the event on March 14th at the Convention Center. We're bringing in panel members across all different spiritual practices, and again, keeping in mind, spiritual maybe much broader than what a lot of people believe or what they're used to thinking about.
Well, for me, that's definitely the case, and probably most of my listeners have not been inside of a 12-step meeting, but one of the things that I really love about 12-step process in general is that it's basically up to an individual to come to identify and know and build a relationship with their own higher power. And you can have 100 people from all walks of life who all have their own unique definition and experience of this higher power. And the traditions and the steps allow us in that environment to really embrace and love one another and make transformative differences in one another's lives.
That's terrific. Yes, and so incredibly important that we allow ourselves to step out of that old stuff and like you were reading from the website, decide what's true for us and what's old nonsense. But we have to be willing to look at it and recognize what's true for us and what's not before we can heal it and release it.
Tell me a little bit more about sort of the roots of your own journey and how you evolved from someone that probably had a certain degree of self-contempt into someone that not only has a lot of self-love, but teaches others to have that as well.
Absolutely, and thank you for asking. So raised in Northern San Diego County in a very traditional Lutheran church, a conservative traditional Lutheran church that believed in original sin, and basically, you know, because of the deal with Adam and Eve in the garden, that we're sinful as soon as we hit the door, and we could be saved, except that there are those certain things that there's just no hope for you. One of those being homosexuality, because there's the passage in Leviticus and the passage in Galatians, I think, and a couple of places in the Bible that supposedly refer to homosexuality. And so I was very involved in the church, was an acolyte, was an usher, all of that. But from the time of about 7 years old, I knew that I was different, just didn't know what to call it. And so I did, as so many people in our community have done, I kept it in the back of and the bottom of the filing cabinet. So, yeah, this is who I am, and I don't know what to do about it, so I just left it there and ignored it. Tried to pray it away, which, of course, does not work. Was married to a woman for about 2.5 years, and I have a son and 3 grandchildren. I have no idea how I got old enough to have grandchildren, but that's a separate story. So left them, basically left my wife and son kind of high and dry, when I finally decided that I just couldn't live this way anymore. And so I made a pretty good-sized mess, as so many of us have, by not being able to face the truth of who we are. So I went through a period of just no thought to a higher power or my higher self, and just kind of fumbling along. And then my partner, my husband, and I met, will be 30 years ago in September, at Metropolitan Community Church, MCC, in San Diego. And so we attended there, were there for a while, and then floundered around for just a little bit, and then found New Thought in about 1993, and have been there ever since. But through this process and through my ministry and my being involved in the recovery community, I have really been aware of, as I was talking about before, how we treat ourselves and people that even though we might not be aware of it, the people in our community that still carry this belief that somehow God hates them. And so that's the purpose of the event, is to allow ourselves to begin to look at that and release the old nonsense.
You know, my own opinion is that there's probably very few people who have been actively involved in New Thought churches like Religious Science, Science of Mind, that hold on to those beliefs. I think that those beliefs of self-contempt are rooted in other religions predominantly. And I agree with you, there's still a great need to identify and heal this great sort of self-oppression that we've been taught.
Yes, and I think you're absolutely right, but I believe that this is absolutely a process, not an event. So it may be years or decades, even if you get into a wonderful, nurturing, supportive teaching or spiritual practice, whatever that means for you, it may take years or decades before you finally release all of that old crap that we carry, using a purely spiritual term, that we've carried with us for all these years.
Certainly. So tell me more specifically about the history of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit, leading up to the event that's going to be happening in March here in Palm Springs. Just want to give that exact date out again. I left that page. March 14th, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
yes.
Yeah, March 14th, 2015. The astounding thing to me that I discovered, too, is the event is free.
The event is free. And
it's
reason
at the convention
that we're...
center.
It is, which is absolutely gorgeous. I had not been in before, and I'm really embarrassed to say I hadn't spent a lot of time in Palm Springs, and then have been over a few times to start working on things for the event, and it's such a great place. So I just love it. I love it in Palm Springs, and I so look forward to being able to spend the weekend there. We had a booth at Pride, which was very much fun, so I look forward to being back with you over there. The beginning of this was my, I think, kind of the next step in my ministry and seeing the need that we in the LGBTQ community rarely use gay and spiritual or lesbian and spiritual in the same, or queer and spiritual in the same sentence. And so what I, in my observations and my quiet time and my musings, what I just really got was there is a need for us to have this, to begin this conversation. And so our first event was August 2nd in San Diego at the Gay and Lesbian Center. It was that, and because we almost never have weather in Southern California, I don't know about your listeners, but I remember it like it was yesterday because it was that very warm, very humid, rainy Saturday. And I don't know how you are in Palm Springs, and you probably have to go out when the weather's less than wonderful. But in San Diego, if it's not sunny and 70 degrees, we almost hide under the bed. But this was a rainy, muggy, nasty Saturday, and we had over 100 people at our first spiritual summit, which told me there was definitely an interest and a need for this. So we had a panel of people from 10 different religious denominations and spiritual traditions. So we had a humanist or atheist, we had a Catholic, we had a Jew, we had some progressive and evangelical Christians, we had a religious scientist. I know it's all walked into a bar. I know it sounds like a joke, but it's really not. had this amazing event. And so I've created a 501c3, a nonprofit organization, and so my intention is to do this Palm Springs on March 14th at 1 o'clock at the Convention Center, San Diego again October 10th at the Gay and Lesbian Center, and my intention is to do this in cities around the country and around the world, because I believe there is such a need for our community to reconnect, either or connect for the first time or reconnect with this part of ourselves, and to allow this healing to take place.
Well, I think that's absolutely fantastic. I've had the opportunity to travel a bit in the last 10 years or so, and I've spent over 5.5 years based in Thailand, where I was working as a foreign correspondent. Thailand is predominantly a Buddhist country. And then
yes,
I also had the opportunity to go to Malaysia and to Indonesia, which are both predominantly Muslim countries. And while I haven't been to India yet, a music video of mine premiered in India with Hindi subtitles. And India is a predominantly Hindu country. And one of the things that caused me to completely reject fundamentalist Christianity across the board is the fact that I do believe that the higher power that exists is much greater than can be defined by any single religion. And I also completely believe that there isn't one religion over another that has a monopoly on that connection. And ultimately, I believe that that heaven can start on earth, you know. And so I don't accept the notion that if you haven't had a born-again experience, you're going to hell. That just makes absolutely no sense to me. And I think anyone that uses their common sense and looks more deeply, and let's even throw in the word prayerfully, they're going to come to a broader perspective themselves.
Yes, most definitely. I believe heaven and hell are moment-by-moment experiences that we have a hand in creating. As compared to, you know, what's going to happen when we die. And it's interesting because if you look at, I as a result of the book, I've had the opportunity to be out speaking in much more traditional Christian churches and using the prosperity promises of Jesus for the people, for the Christians who are listening and are familiar with the Bible. You know, the wonderful, loving, nurturing promises of abundance and the loving, nurturing God that Jesus talks about in the first four books of the New Testament, very, very different from the hateful, surly Old Testament God. And so if we're going to use the Bible and shake it at people, we need to look at the whole book and recognize what's pertinent and what's not.
Well, the other thing that comes up for me is that some of the most amazing people that I've ever met are Muslim. And many of them are members of the LGBT community. And I had the opportunity to travel to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and so admire people that are on the front lines of our movement in that environment. So I try to, you know, the theme of my show is connecting the circuitry of humanity, but I try to do what I can to fight Islamophobia. And also,
yes.
You know, just to acknowledge that there are, I think the majority of Christians are truly living Christ-filled, spiritually inspired lives. But the most vocal Christians, unfortunately, are those that are about hate, oppression, control, shame, and damnation. Not that I've given this
yes.
any thought.
No, certainly not. and part of the joy of being in 2015 is we get to know what everybody thinks, because there's Twitter and there's, you know, all the social media, and it's really wonderful. But so often, well, actually always, it's important for us to be consciously aware of what we're reading and decide, you know, do you really want to believe what that person is saying, or are you comfortable in your own truth? That's so important for us as a community.
Very well stated. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, Jerry, and give you the opportunity to address anything that we might not have discussed so far in the interview after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow, and I'm living powerfully with HIV. I write about this in my memoir, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. The book is dedicated to the tens of millions of people in the world living with HIV, most of whom do not yet know their status, to everyone who fights for us, and to those who still fear us. From Hollywood to Bangkok to Bali and beyond, including Kuala Lumpur and Palm Springs, with profound expansion to Singapore, Mumbai, and throughout all of Asia, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart, could easily be titled Eat, Pray, Disclose. Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart is available in paperback and for Kindle at Amazon.com and in paperback at LifePositiveBook.com. Remember, fight for the life and the world of your dreams until you have no life left in this world, for then you will have truly lived.
This is the Snowbiz Now Entertainment Network. Connecting the circuitry of humanity.
And I'm back in the home stretch of my interview with the Reverend Jerry Troyer. He is the founder of the LGBTQ Spiritual Summit, taking place in Palm Springs, March 14th, 2015, at the Convention Center at 1 p.m. It is free. If you hear this podcast after that date, there are always new and exciting things going on with the summit. Find it at lgbtqspiritualsummit.org. So, Jerry, is there anything that you would love to talk about that we haven't necessarily gotten into yet?
Yes, I would love, and I appreciate your letting people know that the event is free. We are, as I mentioned, we are a nonprofit organization, and so one of the reasons we're able to do this for free is because we are very interested in partners and sponsors. So if you're listening and have a business or not and would like to be a partner or sponsor, I would love to get you more information on that. And just go to the website, and there are places to click, lgbtqspiritualsummit.org, and there are places to click to request more information. And I appreciate that very much. What else should I tell? Yes.
I was just going to say, I imagine that you probably already have some sponsors on board. Would you like to acknowledge those individuals and entities that have stepped up to the plate to help you thus far?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. We have Palm Springs Pride, we have the Center, and we have the Standard. So that's where we are so far, and would be very happy to talk more about other sponsors. Just so your listeners know,
I'm just going to surprise you now and tell you I'll come on board as a media sponsor and promote the event in each episode of my show between now and March 14th, and that's almost every day. So
awesome.
I'll do what I can to share the love, and I'll put you guys in the event spotlight at NicholasSnowLive.com as well.
Terrific. Just so your listeners know, our panel will be Dr. Sharon Siegel from Temple of the Goddess, which is paganism, Reverend Clinton Croshaw from Metropolitan Community Church, Reverend Kevin Johnson from Bloom in the Desert Ministries, Reverend Suzanne Marsh from Unitarian Universalist, Dr. Michael Carney from the Center for Spiritual Living, Palm Springs, Bishop Dermot Rogers from the Evangelical Catholic Church, and Rabbi Sally Olens from Temple Isaiah. So we really feel like we have a good representative sampling across many different spiritual practices. And so when you come to the event, you'll be given an envelope with the opportunity to register your email address if you'd like to be on our list to learn more about future events, make a donation if you wish, and also submit a question to a specific panel member or just to the panel in general. And so the panel will be given some questions in advance to be prepared to answer, and then we will also take these questions from the audience. So it really, I expect it to be a very, very interesting and heart-opening event, and so I'm just really so excited to have the opportunity to do this in Palm Springs.
It starts at 1 p.m. How long do you expect it to last?
We're saying 1 to 4 because the churches and organizations who are represented by panel members will have tables outside our meeting room with information on their organizations. And so the attendees will get the opportunity to kind of meet and greet our panel members before and after the event and talk more about them and get information about their programs and services and so forth. So I'm saying I'm expecting 1 to 4 in the afternoon on March 14th.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. And I just want to remind people that because people listen to my podcast in perpetuity, and there are people that might actually hear this broadcast after this particular event has taken place. So I want to refer everyone to go to LGBTQSpiritualSummit.org to just keep abreast of what's happening next with you and your great organization. So to shift gears a bit in the home stretch of our interview, I'd like to call upon your role as a reverend to speak to people that are listening to us right now that have struggled with self-love, self-acceptance, and connection to a power greater than themselves because of the oppressive, archaic, and completely inaccurate information they've received about what it is to be a member of the LGBTQ community.
Wonderful. That's a really good question. What I would suggest is listen to your heart. Listen to you. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is within," and so we have that intuition or that still small voice or that gut or whatever you want to call it, but we really know what's right for us and what's not. We really know when we're doing something that's not in our best interest. We really know when we're not living our truth. And so listen to what your intuition is telling you and know that we were born this way. You know, so if you want to go by the Bible, you have to read the whole book and recognize that the Old Testament, they were trying to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. So, of course, they had to have babies, but they weren't talking about homosexuality as a sexual orientation. They were talking about homosexuality in a particular act. So listen to what your still small voice is telling you and recognize what's true for you and what's not. And as you do that, as you begin to see that there's nothing wrong with you, nothing that needs to be changed, nothing that needs to be fixed, I never tell people what they must do, but if I were to tell you what you must do, you must forgive. Forgive the people in your life that didn't understand. Forgive the church if you grew up in that stifling traditional teaching. Forgive them for not knowing what they did. And because we've got to let go of that so that we can move forward into this most amazing life. All of these things, this is a great opportunity for a quick plug. All of these things I talk about in my book, Coming Out to Ourselves, Admitting, Accepting, and Embracing Who We Truly Are, available on Amazon as a paperback as well as a Kindle. And I will have copies at the event as well. So thank you for the opportunity to answer that question. We just have to listen. Who's the expert in our lives? We are. We get to decide what's true for us and what's not.
I agree. You know, one of this, I guess to get more clinical, and I'm not a doctor. I'm currently educated, but I'm not a doctor. But one of the things that I love is the notion of cognitive dissonance, and that's when someone believes in two things that cancel each other out. If you believe in one, the other can't be true, but yet one believes in both of them, and that creates a cognitive dissonance. And I think that a lot of people who are aware that they are in fact different in many ways, shapes, or forms that place them outside the mainstream teaching of the spiritual and religious traditions of their families are struggling with this. So I like to say to people, also listen to that inner voice and realize that this higher power is greater than any person could ever come to explain, let alone tell you all about. You know, this is an individual opportunity to discover what is real and to accept, embrace, and love yourself. And you know, I think fundamentally, and you kind of touched on it a little bit at the top of the show, I think fundamentally all of us want to come to love ourselves, to love other people, to be loved, and fundamentally make a difference in the world, to make a contribution with our lives and our life force. And that is, I think, a cornerstone of a life well lived.
Absolutely, and that's what we came here to do, not to be, you know, hermits out in the desert someplace, but to make a difference, to live our life the best we can, and to reflect that in the lives of others, absolutely.
You know, interestingly, I was happening to glance at Facebook, and I noticed that one of the people that liked the broadcast, because I shared a link to this broadcast as it's happening, and one of the people that liked it is one of my transgender friends that I met when I went to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. So that just speaks to the universal power. Yes, I think it speaks to the universal power of what happens when all of us are committed to honor and express our creativity and our life force in a way that makes a difference, which is my own personal mission statement. I really want to thank you for following your path and sharing it with others and helping me and them to find more meaning and direction and acceptance and possibility. That's very exciting. Just to throw out another interesting note, the one church I've gone to most consistently in recent months is the Center for Spiritual Living in Palm Desert, which I really, really love.
Yes. Yep, exact same. You know, what Centers for Spiritual Living is the larger religious science New Thought organization. We are part of the affiliated New Thought Network, which is a smaller organization, but exactly the same teaching. Dr. Michael Carney from CSL Palm Springs will be one of the people on the panel.
Well, this is fantastic. I appreciate once again your time. Is there anything you would like to say in conclusion?
My great pleasure, Nicholas. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the work, the wonderful work you do in the world. And just, I so look forward to seeing everyone Saturday, March 14th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Convention Center. And go to the website for more information or questions. Would like us on Facebook. And I look forward to seeing you then.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you, Nicholas. My pleasure.
I just want to You're welcome. I just want to remind our listeners that you can share this episode very easily via Twitter, via Facebook. You can embed it into your own website. You can find out everything that we've discussed. You can review it and find out more details at LGBTQSpiritualSummit.org, happening next March 14th, 2015, in Palm Springs, California. But as Jerry mentioned during the show, there are events coming up in San Diego as well, and he has the very clear vision of taking this worldwide. So how cool is that? As always, I want to thank you for listening and allow me to connect my humanity with yours, and I will definitely see you next time.
You have been listening to Nicholas Snow Live, produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. To be alerted of new episodes moments before we go on the air, be sure to follow @TheNicholasSnow on Twitter. To receive promotional videos about upcoming broadcasts and to be invited to special hangouts, follow us on Google+, linked prominently at NicholasSnowLive.com, where you'll also find the archive of all of our episodes. That's NicholasSnowLive.com. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We're honored by your presence.